USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are responding to criticism that the president didn't bring up the problem of Russian election meddling interference when he spoke by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is keeping Moscow in line.
This administration has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessor administrations. I could go through the list, but there's not time in the show to talk about all the things we've done. Our largest defense buildup, our new... the list is long.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The president says he still sees tremendous potential for a good, even great relationship with Russia. Investigators say 41 of the 78 people on board a Russian Aeroflot passenger plane were killed after it caught fire while making an emergency landing at a Moscow airport. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The federal gas tax of 18.4 cents hasn't risen since 1993. Since then, costs of transportation projects has risen to almost 75%. The administration is proposing $2 trillion in infrastructure spending. White House advisor Larry Kudlow says we shouldn't raise the tax.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you admit that the gasoline tax is not kept up well enough?
Factually, it's never been indexed, if that's what you're saying. Do motorists want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. Do working folks want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. We'll come up with our own package.
Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips because some shipments may be contaminated with metal. The affected product was produced between October 1st of last year and March 8th of this year. The product was shipped to retailers nationwide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A man was on a fishing trip in Florida and ended up having a painful encounter with a shark. It happened when he fell off his boat and the shark zoomed right over. WINK-TV reporter Morgan Reiner.
My foot slipped.
And before he knew it, he was in the water.
I felt something hit me on the leg. I thought it was a tarpon. But it was an 8 to 10 foot bull shark.
The captain pulled him back on the boat, and Kelly's military training jumped into action. He cut off circulation to his leg while they made their way back to the dock. So a few surgeries and a round of antibiotics, and Kelly will be okay.
He says he'll gladly go fishing again if his wife allows it.
A community is mourning a fallen hero in North Carolina after a police officer was shot and killed during a traffic stop late on Saturday. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
It's an all too common scenario for law enforcement officers. The officer killed during what started as a routine traffic stop. The Mooresville Police Department says 32-year-old canine officer Jordan Shelton was fatally shot at about 10 on Saturday night. The suspect in the shooting left the scene but was later located in a nearby apartment where they found him dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The officer had served with Mooresville's police department for 6 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.